Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Good morning and welcome, if I can untie my tongue, to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host and real estate expert and self-proclaimed motivator, Antoine Glover. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're going to have plenty of turkey to get you through the rest of 2020 and the good portion of 2021. Hey, you know what I get asked often? I was just asked this the other day. Antoine, you know, I'm thinking about maybe refinancing or even looking for a new home, but there's so many lenders out there. Who do you use and recommend? And without skipping a beat, my friends, you know, of course, I tell them I use Benton Capital. I use them for all my clients and even for me personally. First and foremost, they are local. That is key. Even if you are listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico, somewhere in Florida, regardless of wherever you are right now, every single person in real estate will tell you one thing. Yes, use a local lender. That is key. Second, with Benton Capital's team of experts, you know, I like to call them Sherpas. They understand the market and they're going to help you to avoid the unnecessary pitfalls. You know, I use nothing but the best. I'm transparent. Shouldn't you? If you're looking for a loan or to refinance your home, call Mike Benton. He's the president of Benton Capital. Call him today. Call him after this show. And yes, he's hanging out with his family right now. But you know what? Saturday, Sunday, you come any day, give Mike a call and he'll take the time out to sit, chit chat with you, figure out the best course of action to take you to wherever you want to go. Give him a call after the show, 719-331-5443, 331, that's 719-331-5443, or log on to bentoncap.com, that's bentoncap.com, and just tell them you heard this on Wake Up and Live, and we'll have a little something special for you. All right, so let's jump right into our real estate segment of the show here. Is buying a home today, is it a good financial move? You may have heard the show last week. I'm telling you, it is. It is literally like the perfect storm. If you're looking for an investment for yourself or just for future investments for various properties, now is the time. But of course, you know, without question, for everybody, no one's going to say it has not been a challenging year. It's been a challenging year for all of us, to say the least, right? Now, a global pandemic coupled with economic recession has caused a lot of uncertainty for many. But however, it has also prompted a lot of people that I know to reconsider the meaning of a home. Does that sound like you, right? You're looking at your home as now this is like so much more than just a place you pull up, have some dinner, watch a little bit of TV, if you do that, and then head to bed. It's so much more than that. You know, this quest for a better place equipped with to fulfill our needs, right? You know, working from home for not just mom, not just dad. Now we're looking at the kids working from home as well, along with record low mortgage rates. You know, they skyrocketed the demand for home purchases to no surprise to anybody, and with no end in sight through at least 2021. Now, this increase in demand on top of the severe shortage of homes for sale has caused more bidding wars. We talked about that last week as well, and causing home prices to appreciate at a rapid rate. Now, are you like many buyers out there, you know, maybe even potential buyers that have become a little bit cautious about purchasing a home right now, maybe on the fence, kind of kicking the tires? Does that sound like you? Well, you're not alone. There's a lot of good news, though. Let's get you off the fence and make you and help guide you into that right decision that's going to be great for you and possibly your family. So here's the fact. Here is the truth. The truth of the matter is, even though homes have appreciated by a whopping 6.7% over the last 12 months, the cost to buy a home has actually dropped. That's right. This is largely due to mortgage rates falling by a full percentage point. And I'm going to break this down. And you know, I always say things that can get complicated. I always say, can you explain it? it where a six-year-old can understand it. And if you can, then talk to me about it. And that's how I like to be taught. And that's how I like to explain things. You know, when people are looking at prices of homes, they're like, but they're going up. And I go, yeah, but it's all relative. Let me explain here. So let's take a home that was, say, $300,000 in 2019, just 12 months ago. In 2019, the average interest rate was 3.5%, which would make your home payment $1,389. Now, today, the appreciation over the last year makes that home, that $300,000 home, about $320,000. And you might be saying right now, well, now I'm out of my price range. It's going to be too expensive for your monthly payment, right? Wrong. Today, the average interest rate is 2.7%, bringing that home monthly payment from $1,389 to $1,302. Huh. Now, that's a savings of about $87 a month. That's over $1,000 a year compounded over the course of the lifetime of that loan. That equates to a lot of money. As Albert Einstein said many, 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 many years ago, what is the eighth wonder of the world? Compounding interest. Doesn't matter if it's compounding up or down, that is the eighth wonder of the world. So I know you're asking yourself, Antoine, isn't this economy, are we still in a recession? It's not the best that it could be. Yes, it is. That, however, may make it the best time to actually buy your first home or move up to a larger one. So when volatile assets are basically facing recessions, right? Hard assets such as gold and real estate, they thrive. Now, I did a little research on my own, and historically speaking, residential real estate has done better compared to other markets during and after recessions. Told you, some pretty good news when you come on this show, and it's actually just straight facts. It's not just going to sugarcoat anything. If it's not going to be good, I'd say it's not a good time to either buy or sell. And if it is, I'm going to tell you it's a great time to buy or sell. There's no sugarcoating on this show, I promise you that. So that thought is substantiated by the fact that the homeowners have 40 times the net worth of renters. Odetta Kushi. He's a deputy chief economist for the First American Financial Corporation, recently quoted as saying, despite the risk of volatility in the housing market, numerous studies have demonstrated that home ownership leads to greater wealth accumulation when compared with renting. Are you renting right now and you're thinking about buying? Let me talk to you. I'm talking to you right now. Renters don't capture the wealth generated by house price appreciation, nor, if you're a renter, you're not going to benefit from the equity gains generated by monthly mortgage payments, which become a form of, if you think about it, a forced savings for homeowners. So bottom line, with home prices still increasing and mortgage rates perhaps poised to beginning to rise as well, buying your first home or moving up, I personally like to call right-sizing, to a home that better fits your current needs, likely makes a ton of sense. And speaking of making a ton of sense for you, pardon the pun, well, why don't we just sit down? Why don't we just chat a bit about the market and if it's right for you to buy or to sell now, and maybe even right-size into that home that's perfect for you? Just give me a call after the show. Obviously, I won't be answering during the show. It's a real easy number to remember. 719-344-0335. 719-344-0335. Or you can reach me out on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Antoine Glover. Also, don't forget to download my podcast on Podbean. Subscribe to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'm going to be speaking with the president. That's right, the president and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce. Hey, I should have just stopped at the president. That would have just been the best tease ever in the history of mankind, right? Hey, we're going to talk about how businesses are doing their part to flourish during these interesting times, but they need your help now more than ever. You're listening to Wake Up and Live. Are you overwhelmed by all the mortgage companies wanting your business? How do you know if you even found the right lender? Hey, look no further. You found it with Bitten Capital. Locally owned and operated, the team of experts at Bitten Capital, they understand your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy a home, refinance your current mortgage, money for fix and flips, to even construction loans, Bitten Capital is who I personally use and highly recommend to all my clients, including you. Regardless of mornings, evenings, or even the weekends, you can rest assured Mike Bitten, president of Bitten Capital and my dear friend, will always be there for you. Bitten Capital's goal is to provide you with the lowest interest rate and closing costs possible, with serving you with honesty, integrity, and competence before, during, and long after you close on your property. Now, that's a lender I proudly put my name behind. Call Bitten Capital at 719-331-5443, 331-5443, or log on to bittencap.com and make sure you tell them that Antoine Glover from Wake Up and Live sent you.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Welcome back. I'm your host, real estate expert and self-proclaimed motivator, Antoine Glover. Hey, thank you for hanging out with me, as well as with my special guest and dear friend, president and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce. That's there in the Monument, Palmer Lakes area. Terry Hayes, good morning, my dear friend. How the heck are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. You got to tell me, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was very quiet, as you can imagine. I think everybody's is a little more quiet than usual, but that's okay. You know, right. Went out to get some to-go from some of our local restaurants and just wanted to help support our local small business.
Hey, look at that. She just doesn't talk the talk. She walks the walk, right? I mean, you know, with being the president, you know, I don't know if you heard me. You're coming in on a landline, but I don't know if you heard me or not, because I really hyped you up and I said, oh my gosh, I am going to be talking to the president, with like a nice dramatic pause. I was hoping like 2-3 million people are like, oh my gosh, he's talking to the president. And then even more people decided to jump on when I said it was Terry Hayes from the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce. So, hey, let's dive right in. You know, you were talking about just a moment. Obviously, we were just talking about you doing takeout, supporting the local restaurants. I want to dive right in. I'm not going to dance around the issue. You and I talked about this off mic. The elephant in the room, COVID. Now, this is something no one, let alone businesses, that we've never experienced anything like this, Terry. I mean, no one has. I mean, any generation, we just never experienced this. So when the first shutdown, it went into effect, how did the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce, how did you guys come together for the fellow business owners? Because obviously they look up to you to kind of go, what do we do? And for a moment, for everybody, nobody really had any idea of how severe this really was, right?
Exactly. And looking back, I don't know that we ever would have known how severe or how long this is going on.
Right.
One of the things we did initially is we knew that retail and restaurants were going to be the most hit hard. Mm-hmm. And so we created Facebook pages just for those businesses. So we created a Tri-Lakes area restaurant and bars page, and we also created a Tri-Lakes area businesses page. And this is by no means for our members only. This was for any business that is either located in the Tri-Lakes area or does business in the Tri-Lakes area. They can post what they have going on, talk about their business, any specials, and those pages are still ongoing. So we started them very early. A restaurant page is very, very popular. One of the benefits early on from this is restaurant owners were telling me because of this page, they were getting exposure to new people that had never gone there before, because everybody's got their favorites. You know, we go ABC restaurants and that's what we tend to go to. But after a while, people were craving something different. So they would go on and search out a different type of restaurant. So we were able to create a larger audience for these restaurants, and hopefully it's kept going all summer long.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I can attest that I was going to a handful of restaurants, and it is interesting too, when we were on the nationwide lockdown and everybody was just like, okay, I'm always transparent, Terry. I was like, for the first couple of days, I was like, okay, you know, I can handle this. You know, just kind of chilling, maybe, you know, take a shower, put my PJs back on, watch some more Netflix. And then mm-hmm. after a while, it was just like, oh my goodness, you don't realize how important it was for my psyche, for our psyche, to just to go out and experience the restaurants. And thank goodness they at least have the, you know, the curbside pickup and all of that. But, you know, now we kind of fast forward to what's going on now. How, between now and when this happened, the quarantine and all that, and now, how are many of the business owners, how are they adjusting that you have seen to this temporary way? And I really say that strongly, because we have to eventually get somehow, some way to where we were before, some sort of normalcy, but the temporary way of operating their businesses. What are you kind of coming across? Are they worried? They're optimistic? Are they angry? A little mixture of all these different things, or grateful just to have their open businesses stay open as long as they can?
Absolutely, 100% all of the above. Each business is taking it differently. Some, I will tell you, there's a couple of restaurants up here that I know for a fact have hit it out of the park. And that is because they shifted to go very easy. They were part of the community. They kept making sure that information got out there about them. And then there are some other businesses that really are not necessities. I mean, with restaurants, at least we do need to eat. Now, we don't have to eat at a restaurant, but we do need to eat. So for a lot of people, they're like, hey, let's go get takeout, you know, because we got to have food sometime today.
Right.
But for some of the other ones, it's not a necessity. And so they've had to get really creative in how to reach out to the businesses. The other thing that they have had to do is they have had to become really good at filling out paperwork. One of the things we did early on was making sure the local businesses had all the information they needed for the grants, for the loans, for all the different federal, state, and El Paso County programs that are out there. And so they had to be really good at figuring out what is the information they need, how can they qualify. So when someone signs up to start a small business, they have it in their head, I'm going to create this widget and I'm going to sell it, or I have this great service and I'm going to provide it. But they don't always enjoy the back of the office part of it. So
here,
they had to really hunker down and do that.
I totally get it. You know, I love real estate. I love obviously being on the radio as well. But it's like there's some things that, you know, I kind of look at it like I make enough sales so I can have an assistant to do the things that I just don't like doing in the business side of things. If I can be 100% transparent, I totally get it. Which leads me right up to my next question. Just thinking about, it doesn't matter what business you're about to venture into. I'm just going to say going from a W-2 to a W-9. And either maybe having employees of yourself, or maybe you are the employer and the employee, and you're thinking about getting into your own business. Just saying that, this time last year, scary enough, right? Just like, what if it doesn't? And what if it doesn't? That's all you start thinking about. You're like, what if I made a mistake? Now you couple this now with what's going on today. But you still have people that are like, gosh, but I always wanted to really open up my business. I know I have a service or a product that I know the market will love. What do you say to people that are kind of on the fence and or maybe just they have that dream and they're just saying, well, maybe this isn't a good time? Or is it a good time, in your opinion, Terry?
I think what is a great time right now is planning. So if you're wanting to do something like that, now is the time to really put pencil to paper, talk to your neighbors and your friends. One of the biggest things I tell people when they're looking to open up a business is it a service and a product that people will need and want? So even just because you think that doesn't mean the general public's going to think that. So talk to people, find out if there's a niche, if there's a need for something. The other thing is we have found it's a great time to still continue with construction. We have a brand new business coming into town, downtown Monument, Lolly's Ice Cream Shop. And they had were already in the middle of it when COVID hit. Well, they just kept on going with construction, and they're going to be opening here pretty soon. So for some time, for some people, this downtime is the planning, the construction, the doing part, so that when we can open up more, they're ready to go.
I guess it would be safe to say, from a farming analogy, this would be, getting the field ready and getting ready to plant the seeds and before the harvest, right?
Absolutely. And organizations like myself, the Small Business Development Center, we have a lot of resources at our fingertips that we can point these people to help them make those decisions also, even as far as, you know, how they're going to hold their business. Is it an LLC? Is it a corporation? Whatever. While you have the time, now is the time to really be thinking about it. And I'm finding a lot of people are shifting in what they're doing. You know, if they were a little unhappy with their jobs before, they just kind of kept going. But with COVID, it's made us all reevaluate our lives.
It really has.
If you're going to make a change, do it now.
You know, you really hit some great points here, and it's going to lead. I mean, literally, she has no idea what I'm going to ask her, so it could be just like crazy questions. But it's really leading right up to my next question. You know, you've been talking about change, obviously, and adjusting, and reminds me of my mentor, who's no longer with us, Jim Rohn, who says you better learn to continually adjust your sails. If you're going to be doing the same thing when the wind is blowing in a different direction, you're not going to get to where you need to go. So taking the advice, I mean, heck, I'm sure even the same advice, though, for those business owners that are currently in business are doing a lot of, they have to do a lot of planning, right? They probably did a few online orders here or there in comparison of what they were normally used to. Now everything is switched. Now majority of it probably is online versus a handful of people maybe coming in here and there. And speaking of adjusting, starting today, very exciting, the annual Tri Lakes Business Expo going virtual. Let's talk more about that. Tell me about this. Obviously, we know why it's going virtual, but I have a hankering that this may be the new trend. So there's a lot of positive that are coming out of this COVID situation.
Absolutely. So this is something we've been doing for a few years, and normally it is in person and it's up here in the Tri Lakes area. But this year we are partnering with KRDO, and they are going to help us bring this just to our whole region. So we thought, why restrict it just to the Tri Lakes area? We want to help all local small business.
Perfect.
And I think people are also going along with trying to find new places to go, new places to shop, new things to do. So our business expo is going completely virtual. It started today, and it's going to run through December 28th. So we're going to run it for a full 30 days. So
wow.
You as the consumer can control when you go in and out, when you want to click on what, when you want to go back. So you can, when you're ready to do your shopping, go on there. We're trying to encourage people to shop local. If you're going to shop online, try to do it local. Try to do it with small business, because they are figuring out a way that you can do that. We actually have three components to this expo.
Okay.
One is the vendor spaces. So businesses can have a vendor space. They can upload videos to that vendor space. They can have any kind of pictures, product information. And of course, we will link to anything they want us to link to. Each one of those vendor spaces is $15
okay.
for any business that is a member of any chamber of commerce in the whole community, because we want to support all chambers.
Hey, I like that.
If you are not a member, if you are not a member of a chamber, it is only $25. But I will say, we have a caveat: if any business is really struggling out there and the $25 or the $15 is too much, we want to do it for free. So they just need to reach out to us. They can go to our Facebook or our website at trilakeschamber.com. They can register. They can register for free, because we do not want to leave any businesses out. The second part is we have informational videos. So we want to make this somewhat entertaining. We don't want people to just click on businesses all day long. We want them to learn some stuff too.
Right.
So we have videos geared towards general public and also towards businesses. They could be gardening. What should we be doing with our yards and our gardens this time of the year? It could be social media 101 for small businesses. could be how you do advertising, you know, all different kinds of different videos they can watch. And they're going to be short, 5 to 15 minutes, so that people can get their information, get out, and start clicking on some vendors.
All right.
The third part is our job fair. So as I mentioned earlier, people are now looking at this time as, you know, do I still want to do what I'm doing, or am I looking for a new job? Or there's people just looking for work, period. So we have partnered with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We will be linking all of their resources on there. In addition, any small business that has a position that they're looking to fill and they're struggling filling it, they can post to our job board. Again, everything is on TriLakesChamber.com. And they can post those positions that are open absolutely free. So we are hoping to reach a lot of people and help our businesses fill those positions. It's crazy, but there are a lot of jobs still out there, and businesses are having trouble filling them. So we just want to help.
You know, I love this. We'll finish this up here, but you know, it's a win-win situation for everybody involved. We need to support our local businesses or small businesses and larger businesses that are here locally. We definitely need to go out and support them. You can be angry at the situation. You can be sad, fearful, whatever the case may be. The one thing you can do and have control over is to support your local businesses, and this is a great way of doing it. Also, if you are hurting, maybe you're out of a job, or your hours been cut back, this is another opportunity to see if there's something out there that is for you. Speaking of for you, I just want to thank you, Miss Terry, President and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce, for joining me today. Thank you for taking time out of your day for hanging out with me. Although we're going through crazy times for business owners, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and it starts with us, right? It just starts with the consumer. And a recap, good news for home buyers and sellers. Home prices going up, but with historically low interest rates, your monthly payments going down. Great news on both fronts there. Hey, remember, there are thousands upon thousands of real estate agents here in Colorado, but there's only one Antoine Glover. That's my mom used to say as well. Hey, let's talk right now. 719-344-0335, or you can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Antoine Glover. And download this podcast on Podbean to subscribe to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover. I just want you and your family to have yourself a wonderful Saturday. I can't believe I'm going to be saying this. Happy holidays, and soon to be a Merry Christmas to everybody. And no, there's no political correctness here. I'm not afraid to say that. Hey, have yourself one heck of a day, and we will talk to you in 7 days. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.